It's the daily discipline, the daily focus, the daily intention, the daily gratitude, the daily love, the daily being a good parent. It's the stuff that we do on the daily that forms our, not only our mindset, but ultimately our attitude, our personality, our character, our contributions to the world. And yeah. Very few people, lots of people say, I like personal development. Very few people do it on the daily.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Day's Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high-performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Every day there's also something to be completely stressed out about or make a mountain out of a molehill, but there's these choices of attitude, of focus, of intention, of gratitude that really can shift how the day feels, even if you're busy. Even if there's plenty of things to stress you, that you can still feel the day and be encouraged by the day. Yesterday I wasn't feeling well, and I told my wife, said, Denise, I said, I think I'm sick. I'm coming down with something. She goes, no, you are fighting something. It's like Jamie said, I am followed by, right? Louis A. taught that. You were talking about Joel Osteen taught that. Wayne Dyer, you know, super popularized it in the culture. I am blank is something important. I am sick. It's probably not the best thing to say. She's like, no, I'm fighting something. I'm getting over this. I'm moving through this. And anyway, shout out to my wife. She inspired me the day. The personal development guy who is moping around. And you all have mopey husbands when they get sick. I've heard this is a thing.
You want to know? So my daughter Wonder is two years old, and my son Wilder just turned 9 months. And Paulo and I laugh about this because when Wilder's 9 months. Isn't that wild? Time flies, right? We had him in the middle of the pandemic, and it was just a crazy story. I'll share that story one morning on Growth Day, because that was really a challenge on the morning show. But you know, Wonder, Paulo and I always laugh because when Wonder gets a boo-boo, she might cry for a second, then she's good. But that's our daughter. But when our son Wilder gets, you know, anything, his bottle is empty. It's like, I mean, he whines and he cries to the next level, and we just joke. And I hear that's common.
Yes. Someone told me that somehow I guess this is actual fact. It's not someone who's a researcher told me that men actually do complain more when they're sick, verbally complain more when they're sick than women. I have no idea if that's, I've not seen this study, but a researcher told me that as we were studying a lot of different communication patterns between men and women. I have no idea if that's true. I would say that's probably 50-50 in my marriage, I would guess, but I think she would report different stats.
So. I love it. You're just fighting something, Brendan.
Just working through something. So thank you. I'm seeing everybody.
By the way, Jen
on Facebook said it's called man sick.
Every day we're all fighting something. You know what I'm saying? And I think that journey to self-confidence and that journey to believing in ourselves and that journey to it's we're fighting something every day. And the thing that I love about this morning show is, you know, hopefully people realize they're not alone in that. You know, they're not alone in that. And everyone goes through those same battles. And, you know, I had one thought just to share this morning. What's one thing that if you became confident in it would be life-changing? Like one thing about yourself, right? One thing that if you actually make, sometimes it's making the decision to be confident in it would be life-changing. And, you know, Brendan, just to get super vulnerable for a minute, super vulnerable, because we're all basically a family at this point. We're in each other's living rooms.
It's true. Everyone knows everything about us at this point. I feel like, what else are we going to say tomorrow? You all know us and love us, and we love you, and we're cheering you on every day, and we look at your comments every day. Thousands watch live, tens of thousands watch afterwards. So we see the comments in real time, but then we go see the comments after, and the vulnerability and the joy and the encouragement we receive there is what keeps Jamie and I going. So thank you all for that. But
yeah,
thank you for sharing us. I shared stuff the other night about my brain injury and my car accident, and the feedback was unbelievable. So thank you guys for the support. But Jamie, what is it? You really teed it up. Now I got to know.
This is such a special show. Yeah. And I see people, and this is, I love this, Brendan, when you repost the Growth Day Morning Show on Facebook or on Instagram, or just post a screenshot or anything in your stories. Some of you are starting to write, if you know, then you know, or hashtag IYK. YK. If you know, then you know.
You're on growth day.
And so, you know, I love seeing those posts. If you know, you know. I'm like, that's right. Yeah.
Because so you know what? It's such a small group of people in the world who are actually committed to personal development. Mm-hmm. And we started Growth Day because we wanted to say not just growth day. On the daily was so important for me to remind people. It's the daily discipline, the daily focus, the daily intention, the daily gratitude, the daily love, the daily being a good parent. It's the stuff that we do on the daily that forms our, not only our mindset, but ultimately our attitude, our personality, our character, our contributions to the world. And very few people, lots of people say, I like personal development. Very few people do it on the daily. So it's a different tribe. You all are different. Like to tune in, to want inspiration with this, to contribute the way, all the nice things you guys say, all the great quotes you always post, the sharing of this. You guys keep tagging new friends in because the show has been growing. I've been watching. So keep tagging new friends in who you feel like are like you, who want to do personal development, who want to improve the world. Because if we don't improve ourselves, we're not going to improve anything out there. So I just, the group, the community, y'all are part of something bigger than you imagine. You really are.
Amen to that. And it's so good because when we get into those habits and those routines, right, obviously they become much more enjoyable. And just, I want to share one thing that was life-changing for me on this journey to confidence. And, you know, I went through a season of what I thought was setbacks. I was anchoring the news. I was working as a journalist. I thought it was in my dream job. I always wanted to interview other people, right, and share their stories, like since the time I was a little girl and I was in my dream job. And I started getting rosacea, which is a hereditary skin condition. It was pretty bad. I went through this big season that really affected my confidence, right? And I would get these big red bumps and it would be bright red. And sometimes, you know, even now to this day, Brendan, when, like, let's say I drink wine one night, or it's just a stressful time, or it's just a season, or the weather, and all of a sudden.
So the last 6 months basically is what we're talking
basically.
About.
Basically. I'll just have these, I get really bright red. It kind of can feel like sandpaper. And I went through this season of thinking all the thoughts our inner critic thinks, right? And it really affected my confidence for a long time. And I had this realization in my life, and it really happened the first time I went on live national television and actually took my makeup off. It's this, right? It's this idea that there are things that we are embarrassed of. And I think this is universal. There are things we're embarrassed of that we let affect our confidence. There's past mistakes we've made. There is, you know, things that we tell ourselves are wrong with ourselves or aren't enough about ourselves. And yet when we embrace them, when we just make the decision to say, oh, this isn't what's wrong with me, this is what's right with me. And I know that's hard, but when we make that decision, when we do something afraid, it literally shrinks that fear. Every one of us has something that we feel like makes us feel not enough, or we're embarrassed about, or it's hurting our confidence. And, you know, there's a famous quote. So I wrote it down right here, and it's attributed to Albert Einstein, but also a lot of other people. So I don't know the original source, but it says, everybody's a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll live its whole life believing it's stupid. And I think when we judge ourselves based on something we've defined as wrong with us, we risk spending our whole lives thinking we're wrong.
Yes.
Like when there's something that is holding us back in our own confidence and we're the ones telling ourselves we're not enough, like we spend our whole lives then thinking we're not enough. And I don't want to swear on the Birthday Morning Show, but I will say this stuff has got to change.
Yes.
This stuff has got to change. And I want to read this quote one more time, because a lot of us are like this fish judging itself to climb a tree. Okay. Everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll live its whole life believing that it's stupid. This stuff with what we believe about ourselves and the meaning we attach to the things we think are wrong with us is got to change. And when we take that, when we take that step and do it afraid, right, all of a sudden that fear, that self-doubt, that insecurity shrinks, and it becomes replaced by empowerment. And oh yeah, I can do these things. And oh
and
yeah,
self-trust and congruence readiness. Because I love what you're saying, because confidence, y'all. If you wait to have confidence to do something, you'll never do it.
Yeah.
Confidence is gained in momentum. So if you want more confidence, you get in momentum. You enter the fear, you enter the unknown, you enter the uncertainty, you try it. And as you survive it and do it, you realize, oh, I can handle this, which builds competence inside.
Yeah.
And because you tried it, you have self-trust. You go, oh, I went for it, even though I didn't know how it's going to go. And the self-trust and the self-respect and the self-worth grows, not because you achieved something, but because you tried. People cheer that on. People cheer real life on. We're always scared that, oh, real life, people won't like that. So let me use the filter. People love real. People love this show. They're here every day because they're gaining with us as we're gaining momentum in growth day. They're gaining momentum with us. We're feeling good. We're moving in a direction. We're building new things. We're trying new things. But if you were me and Jamie in the first 4 days of this, it was a hot mess. Yeah. We didn't know how. She's like, we're sitting there with the blue tape trying to figure out how to plug this in, how to make that go. The audio was all messed up. I didn't know I had to wear the earphoney things because this mic was doing something weird on the. We had no idea what we were doing. But we're gaining confidence and steam as we go along, and we get to do that with you. Yeah. Please heed what she's sharing. I shared about that yesterday, too. I want to just emphasize her fish out of water. That was yesterday's message, too, was remember that be kind of like water. The water, as it flows, can go around any obstacle, no matter how big the obstacle is, and it doesn't try to change its nature.
Yeah.
It follows its path. It follows its path. And by following your real path, not trying to hide who you are, following your real path, I really believe people will cheer you on and support you way more than the haters. Haters are, I'll just give you the rule. Haters are 10%. If you can accept that whatever you do in your life, 10% of people are maybe going to give you some negative feedback, criticism, judgment, unfair judgment, or hate.
Yeah.
What would you do in your life? Because that's only 10%. 90% of people got your back. You could swarm the haters.
What I love about Growth Day is it is a, as far as I can see it, a complete online platform for personal development. One you can fire up on your desktop, laptop, iPhone, etc. Here's how I define complete. You want to take in content, you want to engage and interact with it by taking notes, you do it right in Growth Day. You want to interact with other human beings who are with you on the personal development journey in Growth Day, you can do that right in the app. Do you want to just engage in freeform journaling for your own self-exploration and growth? You could do that in Growth Day. Do you want to calendar your day in your life in a high performance kind of way? You can do that in Growth Day. So these are all the things that basically just listed off several of the features. But here's what I like most about Growth Day. Wherever you are in your game of advancing, growing, learning, gaining more fulfillment, gaining more quote unquote success, whatever that may mean for you, Growth Day will meet you where you're at. In my time using it, I have not felt overwhelmed. I've literally thought to myself, this is how I'm interacting with Growth Day today. This is what works for me. Maybe I will engage in a challenge at some point in the future, another feature of Growth Day. But for right now, I'm good with no challenges. So that's what I really enjoy. I don't get this feeling of, you've just signed up for a one-year course with 1,000 cohorts. Mush, mush, you have to do all these things or you're a failure. Wrong. You can do what you want with it, how you want with it, when you want with it. It's up to you once you make your investment. I am exceedingly pleased with Growth Day, and I couldn't recommend it strongly enough for you.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.